Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Get behind the wheel of your new Opel at the Opel Open Road event now on at your Opel dealer. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Trish O'Donovan, mammy of Olympic gold, how are you?
Hello, good morning to Claire, how are you doing?
I'm very well, but I'm more interested in how you're getting on there in Skib this morning.
Let's just say I have never had an eventful morning like I've had this morning.
I'd say so. Were you talking to Paul?
No, not yet. No, she's their upside down time, like. She's dead asleep now.
Well, he said on the radio earlier, I'm sure you heard him, did you?
That
he
no, was... I didn't, but apparently he was very good and he said, I'm going to slap him around the ears.
He said you were going to give him a back of the hand on the side of my face because he reckons he's been ignoring you since he went out there.
Yeah.
So tell us, have you not been talking to him at all?
No. Apart from the odd email, when you can't make a physical or not contact, but... on the phone, then an email, you know, they always get an email, so...
Well, he reckoned that you'd be fairly frustrated now as a result of that. Is he on the money there?
He's right. Have you children, Claire?
I do, I have three of them. No Olympians yet, though.
Ah, yeah. You see, when they get to that age, like, they forget that they have a mammy.
Yes, I suppose so. I suppose so.
At home, worrying about them like they were when they were 4 years old, 4 years age, like, so, yeah.
But look, Trish, you must be delighted.
Sure, look, it's what they deserve, to be honest with you. It's what they've been driving for, so fair play.
Mm-hmm. And how does this compare to 2016 in Rio?
Rio was, you couldn't compare them, to be honest, because obviously the whole scenario is crazy this time because you can't be there. Not to be there, yesterday was an awful day. I don't want to have another one like it again. Where you're walking up and down the kitchen floor, you're going out in the garden, you're coming back in, you don't know what to do, you're waiting for the race to happen. And, you know, you're just there saying, I want it over so I can move on, sort of.
Mm-hmm. And then did you go to bed or did you stay up?
No, we went to bed, Claire, at about 5 o'clock yesterday evening until about 7. I wouldn't have been able to stay awake. I'm never a late night person.
Yes.
And then they wouldn't have been able to, so we had a little power nap. And then we went out, made something to eat, and we met a few friends then. And so at the time we came back, it was good like.
And what was it like watching it?
Horrible.
Oh, I can imagine.
Looking at it on the screen, like, you want to be there, you know. But anyway, we stood up when we sang the national anthem and all of that after the medal ceremony and stuff, so yeah.
But you probably knew fairly early on that they had it in the bag.
Yeah. Sure, Jason Osborne in the German boat. He's giving up now, so he's going cycling. They were never going to be in contention with them. Like, they raced them all the time. The Norwegians now might have given them a run for their money, but they capsized, so they were out of it. But then Paul and Fintan could have capsized. Yeah. You don't know.
And Paul, as always, just listening to him chatting to Des there earlier this morning, he's so laid back, isn't he, about the whole thing?
Paul laid back, any more laid back and he'd be dead. He'd be a corpse, like. You couldn't shake him up.
It's just, but
nothing gets Paul excited, unless you drive over flower pots in the garden and, you know, make rags of the garden, you keep driving with the flower pots to go under your car. And then Paul will laugh for 10 minutes on the ground, thinking this is the funniest thing ever, like.
But, like, that's probably part of the reason that he has reached the level that he has, because he's so calm.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
We were talking earlier on about the record in Skibbereen, and the point was made that Skibbereen, one town in Ireland, has more rowing medals than Team GB.
Yes. I'd say throughout the whole world, I don't think you would find another town that has more. And when you think of it, in 2012, there was one, Sunita was the only oars person who qualified for the Olympics in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to 2016, the next cycle. 2016, you had Claire Lamb and Sinead Jennings and Sunita and Gary and Paul. This year, we had six boats.
And we should also mention Emily Hegarty this year.
Oh, gosh, she's only over the road from us. And their third cousins, Gary and Paul and Emily.
So you've got two Olympic medals from this Games in the family.
Well, I suppose, yeah.
pretty much. Well, listen, Trish, we'll let you get on. I don't know how you're going to celebrate this now, because it's tricky, isn't it, with the restrictions?
Oh, very much so. Yeah. We're so used to being restricted now anyway, and we've forgotten how to celebrate.
Yeah, but they'll be home soon enough, won't they?
Saturday or Sunday, I think. I'm not sure if they're leaving over on Saturday. They said they had to be gone within 48 hours of their end of their event. So I'm not sure whether they're leaving Saturday or whether they're arriving Saturday, but we'll be hearing that there throughout the day.
Well, listen, I hope he gives you a ring or something before
then.
Of
course he will. Yeah,
he will, I'm sure. And it'll be great to see him in person, no doubt. You'll have a great hug when you get to see him at the weekend.
I can't. He has to go into quarantine, sure.
Oh, gosh. It's never ending, Trish.
2 weeks.
I'd be driving over the flower pots on purpose if I were you at this stage.
I think so, yeah. Anyway, look.
We'll let you get on. Thanks a million, Trish, for taking our
Cheers.
Call. Trish
Take
O'Donovan
care.
There in Skibbereen. It's just giving everybody such a lift. The whole country, never mind Skibbereen.